Chop, chop.
Feed me by ham. Oh. Ham, feed me that ham.
Oh, man.
So, Eddie, who do you think that Rob said he would suspect ate the last two crackers out in the wilderness?
I'm going to say he said Ashley.
You guys can come around and look if you want to.
Better not have.
You're correct, Eddie.
You're a dick.
Whoa!
Hey, now, Boston Rob,
I picked you little ear.
I hate this game.
I picked you twice.
Why, Ashley, though?
It hurts my feelings. What?
Oh, here we go.
Why,
here we go.
Eddie, though, I hate it.
She cries. If she cries,
I swear.
Rob, why Ashley? Why Ashley? Come on, Rob. Don't look at her.
Because I'm fat. Because I'm a pig.
Rob, why Ashley?
Say
you gotta tell
it, Rob.
Me. Now, please.
You got the floor.
Tell us why Ashley.
Because I'm a heifer.
Can we keep letting her do
I'm
this?
I'm a load. Bring it. What? Just say it.
Can we say
it? Because I lie,
because
I cheat, because I'm never accountable for my actions, because I don't tell the truth.
Wow.
What?
She is nailing this
Shut
one on
up.
The head.
What? What is it?
You answered it.
You're the worst.
Hey, I picked you twice. You get mad at me if I don't pick you. If I do pick you, you get mad at me. When will you be happy? Can you ever be satisfied? Calm down.
Wow. He's
Come
got
on.
A point.
Now, Rob, why would
He's
you...
He's got a point.
Rob, he does have a point.
Rob, why do you suspect Ash?
I just see her sneaking off and
Whatever.
Eating the crackers. And then, like, we would have to find crumbs or, like, a trail of crumbs that led to her with her finishing a cracker for her to even admit it. So I just
oh
see that scenario
God.
Going down.
Mm-hmm. Hate you.
All right. Next question.
Hate this game.
How did Rob answer this question? Whose home life could Rob live in for a week? Ashley.
Well, he had a lot of problems comprehending this question. So I probably will assume that he didn't understand it anyways. So I would just say he said Eddie, because I know Eddie plays a lot of video games and has a pretty cool pad.
That is incorrect. He said me.
Yeah, I knew. Duh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the palace.
Yeah. Well, the way he always shows up to your house in a bathing suit because you have a spa.
You have a spa, bro.
Like, no, dude, we're playing cards. We're not going in the spa.
Just one quick dip. That's
guy
all.
Shows up in goggles and flippers.
I'm here for the party.
Hey, let's play cards. Now let's do Ashley's.
Oh,
no.
I wonder if I was even picked.
Rob.
I bet you
Rob.
Stop that.
Rob, if one member of the Mikey Show's personality could be transplanted into Ashley's pet, who would it be and why?
Oh, man. Wow. I'm gonna
take
say
longer.
Mikey. I'm going to say Mikey. Yeah.
No, that is incorrect.
No.
It would be Sean.
Of course it would.
Because he's clean, right?
Because he's, like, crazy and wacky and fun and...
But, like, well-kept.
You want that in a dog?
Yeah, like a fun dog to, like, play with. Like, I picture him as, like, a really playful, fun animal.
What kind of animal?
A dog that wouldn't want you to touch him.
That's
yeah, what
true.
What kind of animal?
Well, that's a good question. I was picturing something.
I just said, like, what kind of animal would it be?
I was picturing something and cuddly and...
Like a bear cuddly?
Sure. Like, well, that would be an example of something
like
cuddly.
You mean like the Shimon bear?
No.
Sure.
George Takei.
Sure, maybe George Takei.
Sky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What member of the show would Ashley like to be the focus of a reality show?
I'm going to say Sean, because Sean's kind of weird.
That's incorrect.
Kind of weird.
Ashley would like Rob to be the focus of a reality.
Oh,
really?
For sure. Wow.
That's right.
For sure.
Why Rob?
Well, he is a very, there's always catastrophic things going on in his life. Like, he's never just chill. Like, there's always massive catastrophic things going on in his life. And I don't know if it's bad luck or that he's self-destructive, but nonetheless, entertaining.
Eddie. That is pretty entertaining.
Yo.
Eddie, who could Ashley be handcuffed to for a week?
See, my instinct would say Rob because they're such good friends, but she's got that stupid girl power thing with Sky, so she said Sky.
Incorrect.
Come on!
Ashley said Rob, which is why she was upset when he didn't say her.
God.
That's it. Sexual tension thing?
Yeah, it's like Pam and Jim all over again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Same thing.
Wow. Sean?
Totally.
Sean?
Yes.
If Ashley were lost in the wilderness and someone ate the last two crackers, who would she suspect?
B-Rob.
That is incorrect.
Who? B-Rob doesn't eat.
Thank you. He's anorexic.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I think.
Eddie, take a look at how she wrote this down.
No, come on, Mike.
Take a look
Just
at that.
Just say the answer. You don't need to.
What does it say?
Mike, come on, Mike.
Take a look at how she
You don't need to do that.
What is, she...
what is it?
What?
It's the funniest thing I've
seen. Come on, Mike.
You see it, Eddie.
Wow.
She writes down.
That's so messed up.
She writes.
You're so mean.
What? He's the meanest person alive.
What does it say?
She writes down. She writes down Sean, then puts a line through it.
Uh-huh.
Then she writes down Zeth and puts a line through it. Then she says, just kidding, exclamation, don't cry. then she gives her answer, Sean.
Me?
Then in parentheses puts, but really, Zeth.
Oh, man.
That's the single greatest answer I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you know, it's walking on eggshells with that kid.
Fantastic.
So why would Zeth eat the crackers?
Honestly, the only person I could really think of that would steal the crackers and eat them is me, and I couldn't answer myself. So, I just threw Zeth out there because I like to blame him for things all the time, so it works.
Cool.
Boston Rob, whose home life could Ashley live in for a week?
I'm going to say Sky.
You are incorrect.
Oh.
She said, me.
Definitely.
Whoa. Yeah, I get it.
Definitely. Love your wife, love your kid, love your pad, love your car.
Next question. Okay. Next person.
I'm all in, Mike.
Next person is Sky.
Oh, no.
What up?
Dill.
Sean, if one member of the Mikey Show's personality could be transplanted into her pet, who would it be and why?
It's so hard. I will say... Oh, it's so hard. I don't know. I'm just going to say Eddie. I really don't know.
Me?
I know.
Sean, that is incorrect.
You'd be the opposite, dude.
Yeah, I just...
Sky said you, Sean...
Yeah. Now, I didn't think about, somebody said this earlier when Sean was picked about how he doesn't like to be touched. Like, I didn't think about that, and that's a downer. But the positives of Sean is that the cat would probably, like, sleep and be sedate most of the time. And then all of a sudden, it would just go out of control. And you would, like, laugh, and you'd, like, throw things, and you'd, like, watch it. And then just like everybody else said, extremely clean.
Cat would be eating the remote control.
But the cat would, like, swear at you and, like, walk around the house with its pants down and stuff. Like, why would
you go to the bathroom inappropriately?
Okay. Yeah, like, right in the middle of things.
Okay.
Eddie, what member of the show would Sky like to be the focus of a reality show?
I think that is pretty easy. I'm going to say Sean.
Incorrect.
Come on. She's lying.
Sky said Ashley.
I went back and forth on both of them.
Why,
Ash? I think they both would be fascinating. I just think that Ashley has a fascinating life. Like, I kind of, like, I see myself watching the Ashley reality show.
Not anymore, though.
Not anymore.
No, no.
Goes home and sleeps.
On TV.
No. Yeah, but she's mean. She's real mean.
Yeah,
now.
Like she'd be mean to someone, it would make me laugh. She'd fall over something, it would make me laugh.
Think
she'd be
about
trying
it, though.
To
she's
figure only, out something, it would make me laugh.
She's only mean at work.
Yeah.
How do you know? You don't hang out with me outside of work.
I know, but when you leave so here, mean. You just go home, right?
Yeah.
You talk about how it's kind of boring. I'm like, lowest ratings in the business. Should go home.
I'd enjoy it.
The reality show would be her watching some TV and making, you know, taking an English muffin, putting some tuna on it, and sticking it in the toaster.
But just watching her make her homemade tuna melt, hilarious.
Ashley?
Yes.
Who could Skye be handcuffed to for a week?
I'm going to assume just because that is tricky because I don't know if she'd want to be handcuffed to me for a week. I'm going to say because of the gender thing, me.
You are correct.
Yeah.
So easy.
The gender thing. She would not want to poop
yeah.
in front of any guy except her husband.
Yeah, no. With the door wide open. Yeah.
Wide
like,
open.
Hello, here I am.
Basically,
enjoy.
Pulling a fan to her rear and going, here it is. Right?
Dig in, boo.
My bouquet. Oh, de me.
Scratch and sniff without the scratch.
All right. That's disgusting. Next question, please.
Really gross.
Oh, no. Here she goes.
Stop.
Hold faithful.
Grow up.
Oh, my gosh. Please.
What is that?
Gone. Dude, I just...
What is that noise?
It's a ghost. For real.
That was crazy.
That's the weirdest. And Sean, you know, like, equipment.
Yes,
what could cause that?
There's only one thing I can think of for certain that will make that particular
noise. Eddie just put the blinds down because it creeped him out.
I don't want that open.
And that is blowing on a microphone. That kind of thing. But other than that, I mean, not even like if it were like a piece of electronics.
Is that it? Yeah, that's it. That must have been it then, blowing on the microphone.
Who's blowing on it?
Who's blowing on it?
I don't know. This guy, did you blow on it?
No.
Nobody was.
Mm-mm. Who just blew on the microphone?
Nobody.
Honest to God.
I looked around at
that real. I didn't, I swear.
I didn't blow on the microphone. I know. That's what we were just saying. I did. Know.
And then turn your mic off right after you do it, because I think it might be tearing it for some reason.
No.
I didn't blow on it. Did you guys blow on it?
No.
No.
Get me out of here.
I heard someone
I'm going home.
On.
I'm not kidding.
Absolutely.
No. I'm going home.
And this is the third time it's happened, and it happens at completely random times.
I don't like this.
That's crazy.
Hey, man. Hey,
right, let's keep going.
Hey, you.
That's
I don't
gnarly,
like this.
Let's keep
dude.
Going on the questionnaire.
That's
ghost,
scary.
We're very friendly. We don't want to harm you.
Yep.
I think it's a friendly ghost.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Boston
sure.
Rob, Skye is lost in the wilderness.
Freaky.
Someone ate the last two crackers. Who does Skye suspect?
Mikey.
Incorrect.
Ah, man.
Mikey's guilt would not let him do that.
Mm-hmm. Skye suspects Ashley. Of course. Come on, we all know she ate those crackers.
She's eating them right now.
Please.
Wait a second.
And then she'd have crackers on her mouth, and she'd be like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
What crackers?
What's a cracker?
Ain't no crackers.
You guys are the worst.
You know it's true.
Ashley is like the queen of a scavenger.
She's Piggy from Lord of the Flies.
She just walks around, and when you're not looking, she'll pick up a little something, enjoy it, walk away.
I like to share.
Yeah,
I'd share my food with you.
That's true.
Eddie, whose home life could Ashley live with for a week?
You mean
Skye? Skye.
Yes.
Skye. I believe...
It's Mike.
That was you.
That was you.
Nice try.
Come on.
I'll say Sean.
Incorrect.
What?
Skye could live in
your life, Eddie, for a week. Why? Eddie?
Because Eddie has a very kind of rigid daily routine, and I enjoy that. There's a set time for the nap. There's a set time for meal, for watching, for showering. His wife is the bomb. She is like the one of the best bakers I know. And she would cook me treats, and I enjoy
not
her
the way
a lot
you want them, but
and hanging out.
That's cool.
So yeah, for that reason,
they don't have ham.
Stop it. So for that reason, yes.
Huh.
And there it is. All right, now we move on to where is he? Where'd Sean go?
I don't know. He just disappeared. Maybe look for the ghost.
Here he comes.
Where did he go?
Probably
make
to
water.
The
all right, Shawnee, we're gonna do yours.
All right.
Yeah, Sean.
Come on.
Oh, biggity boy.
Sky. Come on.
Sound effects.
Sky.
What up?
If Sean could have one member of the Mikey Show's personality transplanted into his pet, who would it be and why?
I think it would be you, Mikey, because of the chill factor.
Incorrect.
Oh.
It would be Ashley.
What? Sean.
Sean, why Ashley?
That's nice. I thought that Ashley would actually make a hysterical pet.
Thank you.
Plus.
Thank you.
After seeing those dance moves earlier today,
yeah.
I want to see a cat do that.
Wow.
And then you'd be
weird
in your panda suit, what and then you'd be like, okay.
Well, actually, yeah. I would not do that because that's bestiality.
Thank you. I don't want to hear that. Thank
what?
You. And good.
And Eddie.
Yes.
What member of the show would Sean like to be the focus of a reality show?
Okay, this can go in a bunch of different directions.
Stop. Stop, Mikey.
I didn't just do that.
Yes, he
who did.
Who
did that?
I didn't just do that.
I saw you. I'm looking right at you.
I swear I really didn't.
You're lying, because I know you when you lie.
Stupid Rob.
My hand to God, I really didn't
do
that.
You're crossing your fingers then. Dude.
My hand
it
to
was Rob.
I saw what? Sean do it.
Okay, well, there it is.
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't
it was
be.
Sean. Wow.
You're the worst.
You're the worst.
Who'd just blow in the microphone?
What is that?
Stop blowing.
I didn't
blow
it is
freaking me out right now.
I didn't do it.
Everyone stop blowing on the mic.
Okay, everybody stop.
Who did Sean...
God, it's not happening.
...want to be the focus of a reality show?
You're an idiot.
I am getting scared.
Ashley.
You asked me.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, she's losing it. I mean...
I'll say Boston Rob.
That is correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Johnny, why Boston Rob?
Holy moly.
What?
It just sounded so good.
No. What was the question?
The reality show.
Focus.
Oh, yeah, the reality show.
Dude.
Here's why.
Oh, gosh.
His story this morning, like with the ghetto bird and all that stuff, really, like that's very entertaining.
Right. I get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sky, who could Sean be handcuffed to for a week?
Oh, man. Oh, nobody.
No one. Yeah, I wanted to answer myself.
Yeah. Please be me.
Oh.
Don't flip me off, Sean.
See, Ashley, I think, is a good answer because she kind of has germaphobe issues, but at the same time, she has a sweat problem.
Yeah,
so
no
that
way.
Kind of,
I'd be the last person
that
kind of
ruins
it.
Remember when we broke up and then he was like, I was stuck.
Okay, wait. Yeah. You guys went out?
No.
Yeah, well, like 2 years ago.
I mean,
and then
they were practically engaged.
We broke up and he started freaking out saying I was stalking him and like put a restraining order. The worst.
Weird.
Not weird.
I'm
going to
say Mike.
It was unnecessary.
That is correct.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Mike.
Yeah, why me, Shawnee?
I thought that. Wait, what was the question?
Dude, come on.
I'm getting like too distracted.
Handcuffed.
Who
handcuffed.
Could you be handcuffed to for a week?
Oh, handcuffed. I picked my. The reasoning was twofold. Number one, he's relatively clean, but also he just likes to sit around and do nothing and watch movies. I mean, it just wouldn't be a problem.
That is correct. Let's see. Ashley?
Yes, sir.
If Sean were lost in the wilderness and someone ate the last two crackers, who would Sean suspect?
I don't know, me, because that's what the popular answer is.
That is incorrect.
No, really?
My boy, Sean.
He would suspect Boston Rob.
Mm-mm. Why me?
Yeah, and I went with a whole, like,
he
you
says,
know,
why me with his mouth full?
I know. I went with the poor and destitute thing. I mean, I get that he doesn't, you know, like to eat, I guess. But I would still suspect him.
My wife packed me animal crackers.
Oh, I saw that.
She's the best.
What are you,
she's
sick?
So cool.
She's awesome.
She's the best. Yeah,
she's great.
She's awesome.
She's the
Let's see. Eddie?
Yo.
Whose home life could Shawnee live in for a week?
Well, if it was kind of the same answer as the handcuff thing, I would guess, and I would say you for that reason.
That is incorrect.
Oh, hello.
See, I'm confused now.
Shawnee would like to live in your life for a week, Eddie.
Why?
Here's why I didn't pick Mike. The baby...
You're out.
Cannot happen. Cannot happen.
I get it.
And I would also assume that because Eddie is married now, his place probably isn't a disaster anymore.
It never was, dude.
With, you know, silverware issue, the glasses issue.
He went there, Eddie.
You know,
he went there.
There was nothing wrong with him.
So I could only assume that, you know, she's a good homemaker, pretty sure. And, you know, Eddie and I like to do similar things. I think it'd be good.
I don't like to wear a beaver suit.
Guess who's next? Eduardo Pompelbon.
Oh, thank you very much. Enjoy.
The Pap.
Yep.
The Pap.
Wide awake.
Dr. Pappy.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
You guys tell me if I should be irritated about this.
Uh-oh. Break it down.
What?
I just got an instant message.
Don't say it.
Oh, this is going to be good, whatever it is. Yeah.
From Popper.
We're off the air.
What'd you guys do?
Why are we off the air?
He's saying wrong that's not how he got it. Call in then, Brad. That's BS. That's exactly how you got it. You got it sitting there at Eddie's desk. You've never IM'd any of us before. Now you're IMing me and Ashley.
Oh, I guess we're back on the air. And we're back.
And we're back.
The sign stopped blinking.
Call paparazzi.
So he's saying he did.
Yeah, he just wrote wrong.
Yeah, because
how else would
I
he
would
he
be
sat in my chair, dude, and I know that's how he got it.
And I have to say, Mikey, I would be upset if anybody did that. Like, when it comes to your IM, I think that's something that you need to give to somebody.
I think you're right.
You know what I mean? You know?
It's such a...
That's a bummer.
Bro.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just put it this way. It's something that Space Boy wouldn't do.
No way.
No way. Are you kidding
me? Look at that. That dude's been sitting back there. You don't even know he's in the room.
Such a good guy.
Love it.
Yeah, it really made me uncomfortable.
What did he say to you, Ashley?
He just said, do I have a picture of Sean? Because he was, like, going to do a Photoshop picture of Sean in a panda suit.
Oh, creative. That hasn't been done.
But I'm just like, you know, I'm slammed right now. We're on the air.
Hold on. Oh. We got to reset because we were off the air when we started this conversation about paparazzi. So if you could just explain it again.
Why is everybody calling?
Everyone didn't hear the beginning.
I'm sitting here on the air. We're doing the show. And I got an instant message from paparazzi. And then Ashley said, yeah, she got an instant message from paparazzi, and we let paparazzi come in the studio today. Now, see, this is a weird thing. You let people come and hang, and he got all of our instant message names from Eddie's computer.
He's claiming he didn't, but we haven't heard.
Then how would he?
But how would he know him? And the other, and he would have had to memorize him.
And he's done this before, like with our inside line. Like he had it for some reason, and then he started to use it.
He just said right now. He said all the lines are busy. Should I call on the inside line?
He's got the number. He's done it before. To like comment on something.
You know, it's just not. I think I agree with Sky. You got to give out your IM name.
You just magically got it.
Well, it's like giving out your phone number. You know, you got to give out your celly. You can't just, people can't just take your cell phone number. You got to give it to people. Ugh. And the bottom line is like, I know that before Space Boy leaves, I'm going to give him my number. I want to get his cell phone number.
Right.
He has my IM. I'm totally cool with him IMing me, but you got to give it out.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it feels like an invasion of your privacy.
Exactly.
It's like someone showing up at your front door. Like, how do you find out where I live?
You feel kind of like, oh, dude, come on, that's not cool. Call in, dude. He's asking, should I do the inside line, whatever. Just call in.
Just tell that fool to call in. I'm so upset right now. Like,
why are you upset? Wow. You didn't get your IM.
It doesn't matter. I wish you got my IM.
Hothead.
Yeah, why are you such a hothead?
He's stealing from my friends right now. I'm not a hothead. I'm just a little upset.
Wow.
That's some punk-ass move,
Rob.
Right there. No, I'm not going to take a breath.
It's amazing that something so big comes from something so small.
Oh. Are you going to answer the phone? I was paparazzi. How are we going to get through if Rob doesn't answer the phone? Jeez, that guy.
Great point. That's a great point.
Why isn't he calling? Because Rob's not answering the phone.
Dude, I'm going through these lines.
Hurry
Pop
up!
Is
keep
call
doing
in.
It then!
I'm going!
Shut up! Shut up!
Thank you.
Shut up! Jeez, man.
Oh.
Figure it out!
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Yeah!
I can relate to that.
Leave her alone!
Seriously.
What did you do when you got the IM, Ash?
I IM'd Eddie, and I said, what do I do? And he said, don't write back. And I said, I wasn't planning on it. Then he IM'd me again.
Yeah, he IM'd
then
me.
Then he IM'd me again.
He IM'd me, and he said, and I didn't know who it was, but I figured it was somebody that we knew, because
right.
I get this IM that says, do you know what Ashley's pet name is for Zeth? And
what?
I'm like, I figured that this was somebody like that I know.
What is he?
I go, what? He says, sweet baboon. I say, who is this? He says, paparazzi. I go, how did you get this? So he's calling in right now. We're going to find out.
Okay.
Yeah, what, Zeth?
That is even creepier.
Yo.
Oh,
Zeth,
my
Zeth.
God.
Yo.
Wait. Go ahead, Zeth.
Dude.
Zeth,
why?
This is freaking me
what,
out.
What, Zeth? What, Zeth?
No, like... Okay, two things. First of all, I
answer him, Rob.
Yeah, I got him.
Oh, you got him
on
the line. Okay, here he is. Go ahead, Zeth. Go ahead.
No, first thing, I haven't talked to this kid a day in my life, so he has no business talking about me. I'm sorry. You do some shady stuff like this, and then you bring me into this, dude. I haven't talked to you. And B, he was in Ashley's studio, and me and her were having a conversation. That whole time he was in here waiting in Ashley's studio, that's where he got it. That's how he knows that.
Oh, my God.
That must be it, because I was like, me and Zeth kid around all the time on IM, and I was like calling him monkey, and he's like, don't call me monkey. And I was like, how about baboon? Like, we're joking around on IM.
Brad, you gotta admit, man, that feels kind of invasive, bro. That feels like a violation.
You want to know how I originally got it?
No, you don't have to talk about mine, because I know that I've said mine on the air before, and I haven't actually said that it's my AIM thing. I've said that it's my email, so I've given my email before.
Yeah,
but,
no, I didn't get yours from the air. A long while back, the very first time you guys ever had me in studio, I saw Ashley messaging back and forth, but I never messaged you guys because you never actually gave it to me. So I thought, okay, well, because you never gave it to me, I wouldn't message you out of respect. But this time when Ashley had been going back and forth with him, making that baboon comment, I was like, oh, I got to tell Mikey that, hey, he's, you know, that's his pet name.
Bro!
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's just kind of... suspicious when you're sitting at Eddie's computer today, and that's when it starts. You know what I mean, dude?
Now, the only person that messaged me was Shauna when I was at his computer, and I called him over so he could...
Messaged you?
Talking.
No, bro. She messaged me.
Messaged Eddie while
it's
I was...
It's my computer.
Yes.
Paparazzi, like, that. I'm sorry, like... That just freaks me out that pretty much you were completely eavesdropping on everything I was doing on that computer. You were behind me for like 3 hours, and I was responding to emails, and I was doing a lot of work. I am stuff. And, like, you were pretty much eavesdropping on all of it?
No.
That's not
cool. Oh, you're lying,
come
dude. You're lying.
It's not
you're lying,
cool,
kid.
Bro. That is
you're lying.
So
oh, don't let him ever come back
boss
down
is
here.
Boss is coming out.
You're
Rob,
never coming back down here, son.
Why
that's some
you
creepy
lie,
son.
Liar.
You called him son.
Well, maybe he is his son.
We don't know.
Well, that's true. He's got a lot of kids.
We haven't done a test.
Paparazzi, do you know who your mama is?
We got to do a test. We got to do a test, paparazzi. You might be his son.
Oh, God, no.
That yeah. is so.
Well, listen, oh, Brad. Man. Listen, if when we invite
not
you, when,
wrong,
Brad,
it's
when
it's
we
wrong.
Invite
we
you
don't
in,
invite him in anymore.
We
you
can't.
Don't come in anymore.
When we invite
I'm
you
sorry.
In,
I'm
and you
sorry.
Do stuff like that, it's not very nice. It's not cool.
That's why I never messaged you previously.
Yeah, well,
doesn't make any sense.
Come on, bro. Come on,
dude. Dude.
Be reasonable.
Let's be reasonable. Let's be reasonable with him. You're banned. You're banned, kid. It's over.
Absolutely.
I caught you peeping in my sister's window.
Yep.
You know what we do to folks like that back in Boston?
There we go.
You know
what?
Like,
what do they do, Rob?
What does your throat say?
They tattoo their
don't
throat.
Don't come after me, you guys.
No, you're my boy.
You're my boy.
I'm trying to protect
you.
You're my boy.
Bye-bye.
I'm just saying, that's some creepy stalker stuff that I don't like to hear about. I don't like going on.
Yeah,
that's right. That's
get him.
Right.
Get
oh, I feel
him.
So violated.
You're furious right now.
Yeah.
You should feel violated.
I do.
You
it's like, what else did he see? What else does he know?
I know.
Plus, he's, like, really smart. And how
he
do I know he can't get into my
you.
Passwords? Like,
that is messed up.
He mentally penetrated you?
Hey, I wasn't going to take it there.
I meant violated.
Hey, now I honestly, listen, I want to get a very, very, very honest opinion, okay? Space Boy, I want you to be really honest. Like,
here we go.
No. The
I
reason
like
I'm,
it. No, this
on.
Is good.
No.
Whatever you're going
like,
to say, I love.
No.
Eddie, I don't want to lead, like, in a way where it seems like I'm having Space Boy be like, yeah, that's not cool, dude. Because Space Boy has actually told me some things that have been very constructive. And I'm not going to say what they are, but he's given me some very constructive criticism. And I respect Space Boy because he's the greatest P1 of all time. And so I'm sitting here having this conversation with Brad, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's very possible Space Boy could be like, dude, give him a break. It's not that big a deal. We're all fans. You know, I wouldn't have done it, but blah, blah, blah.
Right. So WWSBD.
Yeah. Do what Space Boy would do.
What would Space Boy do?
So, Space Boy, give me your take on this one. Right in the microphone.
Be honest.
Right in the
too.
Microphone.
Choose your words wisely.
No,
easy, Rob.
No,
don't try to scare him.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
Seriously, I'd like this to stay out of this.
Oh,
I don't blame him.
I don't
blame him.
I don't blame him.
Scare anybody.
I don't blame him.
Rob's being all thug-like.
He wants to.
I can't.
He wants to stay out of it. But maybe you do. Maybe your feeling is, hey, man, give the guy a break. I just personally.
I give him a couple of breaks.
Hey,
listen. Let me explain.
Rob.
What?
If your phone rings. And you answer the phone, and somebody's like, hey, dude, what's going on? And they start talking to you, and you realize that you didn't give that person your phone number. You don't like it.
Mm-mm.
You just don't like it.
Well, it's wrong, Mike. It's wrong.
It really kind of is.
I believe it's in the Bible.
You son of a bitch.
It is wrong.
And in my opinion, you should always say to somebody, hey, dude, is it cool if I get your number? And if that person wants to, then they offer you the number. But I don't know, man. You know what it is? It's a boundary thing. Like, it's just a boundary thing. And to me, it's kind of a little, it's a crossing of a boundary.
Yeah, I just kind of thought it was common knowledge that you don't read other people's IMs.
Well, that's common courtesy.
I thought that was the deal.
Well,
it's a big respect issue.
If I was sitting in front of somebody's computer and an IM came up, I would read it and I wouldn't tell anybody. But I wouldn't, like, I wouldn't, like, take the information and use it. But I would read it. I'm just being completely 100% honest.
And I think that that's a normal admission. Like, if anyone maybe saw an IM and they were maybe accidentally read it.
I don't expect him to not read an IM.
Like, no. And I get that, but you would never, like, bring it up and bring the information out.
It doesn't feel fair. It doesn't feel fair.
No.
You know, so no. Paparazzi, you're still a Hall of Famer, but you can't do that stuff, bro. It's just
asterisk.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
Cool.
No way.
Not cool.
Yeah, Boston Rob's putting an asterisk by your names like Barry Bonds. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, he doesn't care. All right. Thanks, Paparazzi.
All right.
He doesn't care.
Dude. It's called manners.
I don't know, man. It just bums me out. You know, if somebody calls you on your cell, you haven't given your number out or hit you on your IM, especially on a day when you got 150 IMs going on.
That's the thing, too.
But here's the deal. The deal is that I love Paparazzi, but that Paparazzi is, like, all up in your kitchen all the time.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, he is a nice, great guy. He's a loyal listener, but he really is, like, Paparazzi.
He's Paparazzi.
And it's spooky.
And he doesn't care. He's not like, all right, dude, sorry, won't do it.
Right. No, I'm like, put out now.
He's done it a million times in every different way possible.
No.
She's not
way.
Well right now.
What about the Charmin?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do some funny stuff now.
I'm just saying, the Charmin Bear.
George.
I love the Charmin Bear.
It's soft toilet paper.
Yes.
Do you ever notice that when you go to a roadside rest stop, the toilet paper is always very thin?
What are you doing at roadside stops, George Takei?
Well, I'm telling you.
And using the restroom.
Obviously, I'm telling you about the toilet paper. So what do you think I'm doing?
I don't know. That sounds really strange.
And familiar.
I'm using the restroom. And I say...
And you're a connoisseur of this?
No, I'm just saying,
I'm going home.
No one
blew. And as soon as we acknowledge it, it goes.
It's gone.
Away.
Every
get
time,
me out of
too.
Here, dude. Get
Every
me out of here.
Every time, too.
I'm not kidding. Get me
I'm
out of here.
Cry.
No one did. No one blew on the microphone,
and
that started happening.
Dude, as soon as we acknowledge it,
it
stopped.
That happens every
get
time.
Get me out of here.
That
I don't like this.
Every time.
Sean, I don't like this.
I can pull up the clip. And when we, last time.
That was the loudest it's ever been.
I think it was Paparazzi.
That was the loudest it's ever been.
And right when we acknowledge it, it goes away.
Uh-uh.
What?
That was not cool, man.
No.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
Bro. I don't want to do this.
Hey. Hey.
If that S starts Sky, just happened again. Ghost.
Bad, though.
The
bad.
Worst ever.
The worst ever.
It was really loud, and nobody blew
Where me. Were you?
Yeah, where
And for
were
a
you?
Long time, too, and we all stood up and put our
I
hands up and backed
in the
away.
Restroom.
Oh, not you, George Takei. Get out of here.
Not now,
Sean,
George.
No, don't
Sean,
do this
don't
music,
play
Sean.
That music.
Sean.
Don't
Sean,
play that music.
Sean,
turn the music
I'm not
off.
Playing any music.
I can't even hear it.
Sean, I can...
Oh, that music.
Sean,
cut it out.
Sean, seriously?
Uh-uh.
Stop.
Uh-uh. Hey, listen. If that S starts happening at like 2 a.m., I'm leaving.
Dude,
I'm going home.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm going home.
Carpool. Let's just go home now.
No way, bro.
Seriously, bro.
It's very thin.
George,
and it's
hey,
oh, he's
it's
still
rough.
There.
George Takei.
George.
We just had a ghost in here.
We're busy, man.
We practically got scabs from it.
Oh,
you say?
Why are you going
Sulu?
There?
You're disgusting.
Well, you know what I mean.
No. Yeah, we do.
Fortunately, we do.
Gross.
Let's finish up Eddie's list.
Oh,
I haven't even started
gosh,
mine.
Oh, are we doing that?
Okay. So, Sky, if one member of the Mikey Show's personality could be transplanted into Eddie's pet, who would it be and why?
I want to go with Sean. Sean's been a very popular answer. But then part of me thinks like B Rob, because B Rob is kind of, you know, Eddie's little brother. I'm going to go B Rob.
You are correct.
Oh, wow.
Why B Rob, Eddie?
Well, not, this guy's right. He's like my little brother. He's right. Very loyal. Yes. And you saw when somebody tried to attack us,
yeah,
he went crazy.
Pitbull.
He would be the greatest watchdog ever.
Yeah, true.
And the smallest.
Well, yeah, but ferocious.
Hey, mini, mini.
Sean, what member of the show would Eddie like to be the focus of a reality show?
I will say
George Takei.
He's a good one.
Have I mentioned toilet paper?
Yes, many times.
Yeah, we got it.
Awkwardly.
Over and over. Actually.
Yeah.
We got it.
In a pinch.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
What?
Sulu, knock it off.
Don't say pinch.
Yeah, especially when you're talking about
Bounty paper towels.
Enough is enough.
Why do you need the quicker picker upper?
Because it's very absorbent.
I'll just say Ashley.
You are incorrect. Eddie said Sky would make a great focus of a reality show. Mm.
Dude, think about it.
Yeah.
Stop.
Her home life and her ordering that poor husband of hers around all day long would be hysterical.
Sky, that's not true.
You absolutely
do not do that.
Oh, it would be great.
He's a grown-ass man.
Yeah, he is.
All she does is correspondence, guys.
That's her responsibility in her home.
And taskmaster.
Right.
Do this, do that, do this, do that.
I make the honey-do list, and I do the correspondence.
You mean the honey-baked list.
No, my hubby knows what needs to be done. He takes care of his own business.
And mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he does take very
good care of me. Go fill the chopper up.
Yes, the chopper. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The beach car, sorry.
Right, the beach car that we don't have.
Either one, really.
Yeah.
Sky.
What?
Who could Eduardo Pompelbon be handcuffed to for a week?
Week. Ooh, 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 ooh.
That's tough.
That is. Yeah, I guess B-Rob.
Ooh. You are incorrect. Take another guess.
Ashley?
You are incorrect. Take another guess.
Mike?
You are incorrect. Take another guess.
Sean?
Yep. Took you four guesses.
Nice. Hi, sweetie.
Why?
Dude, just for the free furry conventions alone would be so
would
much fun.
Would you be the panda or the beaver? Would
hey,
you be
I'll
the
take whatever, honestly.
I'm supposed to do this, like, legitimately.
I am doing it legitimately. You'd be a blast, dude.
No, I don't
have germ issues, so I would have a great time with
He's
you.
He's very clean. You guys would frolic around. You'd have a great time.
Dude, just
I doubt that.
Play video games all day, watch movies.
I would
be great.
That.
How much fun would that be?
Boston Rob.
Yo.
Yay.
Eddie is lost in the wilderness.
Easy street.
Someone ate the last two crackers.
I know who did it.
Who does Eddie suspect?
Eddie knows who did it. It was Ashley.
That is correct.
Duh.
Great.
Why?
Oh, dude.
No, seriously.
Are you kidding?
Thank you, Sean.
She lies about everything.
I do not.
Everything.
That is so not
that
true.
That is about everything.
That is not true, and I've gotten a lot better.
Whose home life
Mike.
Could Eddie live with for a week?
He almost had it. But
he really studies these questions.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around. Jeez. He doesn't want to give an
we
answer.
We only have 28 hours, Sean.
Willy-nilly.
Sean, you're not going to go to jail or anything if you get it wrong.
Right.
Do you mind?
Buddy.
I mean,
mind.
Like, seriously pondering this.
It is radio, so you could think it out
mind?
Loud.
Do you mind?
You could share
Sean.
Do you mind?
Dude, I just, dude, I want you to know, either way, if you get it right, Sean,
you mind?
I want you to know that no matter what, if you get it right or you get it wrong, it won't change our opinion of you. We still love you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned with that.
Either way, you'll be our friend.
I think I can tell that you are.
You don't know me very well.
I just want you to know that no matter if you get this right or wrong, right. Dude, we're still your friend.
Shut up. Hey, blow it out your A, dude.
Whoa, dude.
Hey, guys.
Easy does it.
Come on. Remember what the question is?
Yes. This time I do. Shut up.
Who's home life?
I will not.
Hey, Pidge.
Eduardo lived with for a week.
That is so messed up.
You're going to go there.
She can't help that.
That is so brutal.
You're so mean.
Oh, wow.
You're so mean.
Don't be mean to her. She's so sweet.
Pigeon toe.
I'm sorry, Pidge.
I was born with that. I had to wear special shoes when I was little, and I'm still kind of pigeon
toe. Well, put them back on, honey.
Come on, Sean.
Oh. I may be a pigeon, but you're a panda, which is worse.
I really made Sean mad outside.
Battle of the Furries.
Did you see the girl coming around? She was asking us to sign the big card for her friend.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
she was asking us to do it.
What?
She was asking us all to do it. And I go, Sean, I go, stick your paw in there.
That's a good one.
Aw.
And she thought it was fun, but Sean didn't think it was fun.
I actually did.
Why?
Sean, whose home life could Eddie live with for
Top
a week?
Top Gun over yet?
My testimony, goodbye.
I mean, what the hell?
Longest game ever.
Do you mind?
We started this game at like 6 this morning.
No, it's
right?
been an hour because I'm recording it. It's been 60 minutes.
Sean!
If I could...
Rob, stop it, you're Rob. A D.
Not cool.
Hey. That sucked.
Oh, biggity!
If you guys would quit cutting me off...
Sean, just figure it out.
Say anything.
Think about it.
I will say...
Hit it, Sean.
I will say.
Sean!
Hold on!
Hurry up,
clown. God dang it, let me think!
I forgot the question.
Oh, let me read it again.
What are we playing?
Yeah.
Sean, whose home life.
Oh my God.
Could Eddie live with for a week?
It.
Do we start singing once you stop reading the question? What are we doing? I'm so confused right now.
Also in a pinch.
Hey.
No,
hey.
No more
no,
pinching.
No, George Takei.
Brawny.
How do I not remember the question again?
I am going to go with Sky.
I forgot what the question was.
what are we doing?
For real, can you read it one more time?
The question was, whose home life could Eddie live with for a week?
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
Sean,
yeah,
you
yeah,
are
yeah.
correct.
Oh.
What did he say, Sky?
See, paid off.
Duh.
How?
Dude, you don't do anything. Your That's husband big. Does everything for you. All you have to do is correspondence. You sit around in Rancho Santa Escondido. I mean, it's a great life you have.
And when it comes to the loving, nobody delivers like you know who. Right? Am I right?
Talk about a bounty moment.
No! Oh, George.
Gosh.
Finally, my questionnaire.
Oh, yes. Mike.
Eddie?
Yes.
If one member of the Mikey Show's personality could be transplanted into my pet, whose would it be and why?
I think you're going to probably say Sean because of the cleanliness, not thinking about the touching thing.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
I said Rob.
Whoa.
Really?
He's already kind of my pet. Now, he is a great pet. He's very loyal. I love him. I love him to death. Like, I mean, he's one of those pets where you have a whole bunch of pets. But, like, if anything ever happened to that pet, you'd have to take, like, 3 weeks off.
Right. Like, if the house was on fire, you'd grab that.
Yes.
First.
Like, you couldn't live without that pet. It's the truth.
That's awesome.
I really just bugs. Got... I just... I got to find out who this is.
What?
Why?
More IMs?
Yeah. No way, dude. I'm going to freak out.
I really
You already have been.
I didn't freak out earlier.
Oh, that's scary.
You're a hothead.
You're going to turn into the green monster?
I would try to, but I don't think it would happen.
Turn into the Hulk?
Yeah, what is the green monster?
I don't know.
The jolly green monster?
I meant the Hulk.
Or the green monster at Fenway?
Shut up.
Who is it, Mike?
They're not saying.
Can I come find out?
It's the ghost. It's the ghost.
Let me strong arm it.
There, it's P1 Fuzzy Bear, Fuzzy Beaver.
Oh, really?
Are you That's kidding hilarious. Me? It's
probably paparazzi again. Yeah, no kidding.
Ashley.
Yeah?
What member of the show would I like to be the focus of a reality show?
Sean.
Incorrect.
Sky.
That is correct.
I can't guess twice.
I would love.
Do whatever I want.
I would love a reality show about Sky.
She almost was when she was younger. It was called Cops.
She is very. She.
Hey, dude, you were like on Cops last night. Okay. What are you talking about?
Thank you.
Sky is very interesting. I think that she would have an interesting life out of here. I'd like. You know what? I'd really like to see her interact. I'd like to see Sky interact with like. Her mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know anything about that, and I want to. I kind of know what goes on with her and the hub, but I want to know about the mom and
just
the dad.
Just imagine the conversation after today's show with her
yes.
mom. Yes. How great would
well,
that
be? What about their dinner conversations?
I want to have a camera in the car driving home where the producers are asking her questions in the car. I want that.
Yeah.
You know, the like when people are just talking in the car and you're getting to hear them. Like, I want to hear her thoughts.
For sure.
Right on.
Sky.
Yeah.
Who could I be handcuffed to for a week?
Easy.
Yeah, I would say either Eddie or Sean. I'm going to go Sean.
Incorrect.
What?
I could be handcuffed to Ashley for a week.
Shut your mouth.
No way.
Yeah, I believe it could happen.
Absolutely.
Yay!
I could absolutely be handcuffed to Ashley for a week.
We'd have fun.
I believe that I have a much deeper understanding for Ashley now, and she has a much deeper understanding for me now. We get each other.
Yeah.
If we got into any disagreements, I believe we could work them out very quickly.
I don't know about that, but...
Yeah, we would annoy each other, but I think it would be very doable. I think it could be worked out.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all in.
Eddie, I'm lost in the wilderness and someone...
Ashley.
Eddie, at least think about it.
I'm lost in the wilderness.
So mean.
And someone ate the last two crackers. Who do I suspect?
Let me think. Ashley.
Incorrect.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Mike.
I do not believe it would be Ashley that ate the last two crackers.
She admitted it herself.
Old Ashley would have ate those crackers and lied about it.
She still does.
New Ashley.
Would have ate those crackers
and lied about it. I believe new Ashley would go, I can't do it. It's wrong.
No way.
Thank you.
Then who?
Zeth. I don't know him well enough.
Oh.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Zeth. I don't know I don't, you well enough.
Poor guy.
I'm not sure. Well, I know it wouldn't be Eddie. I know it wouldn't be Eddie because I've known Eddie for 25 years or 47 years. I know it's not Eddie. I know it's not Sky because Sky could never live with it if we found out. And she would think, if these guys find out I ate the last two crackers, I'm dead. I don't think it would be Sean because I honestly don't think Sean's concerned about it. Like, it's just not, like, it's not on the top. Like, I believe that Sean feels someone will lead.
He's very fair.
Yeah.
And he would want those to be rationed.
No, no, no. Well, I believe you. I believe that's correct, but that's not where my thinking is. I believe that
Plus,
Sean.
Pandas don't eat crackers.
Don't go in there, Sean.
Sean, sit down.
It's okay.
Sean,
sit down.
Come on,
Holy
sit down. Come on, bro. Take a load off. Relax.
He's right.
And have a nice tea.
They eat bamboo.
Good one, Rob.
Have a nice tea. Holy crap, I thought he was
going to
lunch.
He just scared me.
That was scary.
That was like when animals attack.
Rob is on the ground laughing, holding the door shut with his back. With his 360-pound body banging.
He wedged his body in between the door and the wall.
That was an unbelievable moment.
I snapped those friggin' twig legs.
300-plus-pound body. My gosh, that was nuts.
Man.
Rob, are you okay?
I'm fine. How's the big bamboo?
Anyways, back to the questionnaire.
Ashley.
Eddie, shut up. Eddie,
what'd she say?
Eddie, his headphones are on. Shut up.
What'd she say?
I didn't say.
Holy crap.
Shawnee,
what
I said that
say?
You are sexy.
You
are
your mouth
banging against the door with your 360-pound body.
You're a tall man. You're a tall glass of water. You're a tall glass of water.
Sean's like,
I didn't realize I had cleared that thin.
You dropped some LBs, Sean.
Thank you.
No. I said
she noticed I've lost weight.
I said it fast.
Oh, my God. My side hurts.
I like
my
leg a little bigger.
What happened?
More to grab onto.
What are we doing?
What's wrong with that?
Back to Mikey.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Whose home life could I live with for a week?
I'm shocked because he lives in the wilderness.
Oh,
he's throwing
careful,
stuff.
Dude.
Violent.
Stuff.
This is so violent.
Tired of it.
Oh.
I'll say you said Sean.
That is incorrect.
No idea.
I said Sky.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that is the life.
I know.
What are you guys talking about?
Baths. Candles.
You have a bathtub and candles.
Pooping wherever you want.
I mean.
I use the restroom.
It's good. Sounds good. The freedom to drive whatever you want. Fly whatever you want.
Morning, noon, and night.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have a ham omelet, a ham sandwich, and a ham lasagna. Mm.
Okay, please.
Holy cow.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is that. Woo.
Broadcasting from the Cricket Wireless Studios.
You're listening to 28 Hours of the Mikey Show.
On KIOZ, San Diego.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Yeah, it does.
How long have we been doing this?
I don't know.
12, 13, 14,
hours.
15 hours.
700 hours.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, except for the fact that I have a little bit of a headache from laughing.
Oh, wicked bad right
now. Yeah, I got that too.
I have ibuprofen.
You do?
Yeah.
Can I have some?
Yeah. Do you want two?
Yeah.
I've got gabapentin.
Oh, look at my wife.
Oh, my gosh, Sean. I don't know
Sean's
what it is.
Sean's got a lot better painkillers than the Tylenol, man.
Sounds rubbing. What do you got there, Mike?
Speaking of, man.
Yo.
Speaking of painkillers.
Shoot.
Did you guys see the last intervention with the dude shooting OxyContin?
No.
Did you see that, Shawnee?
Was it a new one?
I had no idea that people could do that.
Was it a new one or was it
a
drummer kid?
It was a new one. It was the drummer kid. Yeah. That's a new season.
That is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
I was asking.
But I saw that a while ago. I didn't know that was the new season.
Yeah, it's new season.
Yeah, that dude was weird.
Where was that? Do you know if that was in Arizona or California?
I think it was in, just north of here, right? In, the O.C. or something. Because I remember he came from, some pampered family or something.
Pampered.
It was very pampered, that kid. They do it like heroin.
Oh, yeah.
They take the OxyContin, they stick it in a spoon, they bash it up, they put water?
A couple drops.
A couple drops of water?
Yeah, to get it going. Well, I mean, more than a couple.
Make like a
drops.
Pill paste?
Thank yeah, you. Exactly. You're making a pill.
Wait, Ashley.
You got to do it out of the
what's
sun.
What's going
though.
On there?
Oh, man, I am done.
What is going on?
I don't want to leave my room.
What is going
you
on?
You dropped
there?
It in sulfuric acid.
What's what? That?
Look at this thing she just gave me. Go show them your ibuprofen.
What's
hey. Can I say something real quick on the air?
Yeah.
If anyone outside is listening, I lost the ring that Mikey gave me, so if anyone finds...
Aw, dude.
Dude, you know how distraught I am, and I've been holding it back for like 2 hours? It came off my finger.
So you're good, though?
What yeah, but that ring? Bums me out. I gave...
Dude, that bums me out.
Yeah, maybe you should eat a sandwich.
Hey.
Yeah, you ought to mix in some lasagna.
You know I don't like food.
If anyone saw my pants, yeah, fell off when I was walking back.
So if anyone sees a silver ring and can grab it.